is the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this one was short and sweet, and you can always send us an email, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm.
Today she says, please keep me anonymous. I want to know if I'm the jerk if I stop bringing my kids around their uncle.
That sounds just weird,
man.
Doesn't
it sound weird? She said, am I the jerk? My husband and his uncle are the same age and best friends. We see that sometimes with families.
Husband and uncle are the same age. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah, right. We have two kids, and his uncle and his wife have two as well, the exact same age. This is great, so it's working out.
Perfect, right.
Their oldest is so mean to my kids and bullies them so badly, and they don't say anything about it. They just make up excuses for their kids' behavior.
Mm.
Am I the jerk for saying I won't be bringing my kids around them anymore? It's his best friend and their family.
Dot, dot, dot.
That's how she wrote it. Like I'm struggling here because it's his best friend.
It's family.
It's family, and I don't want them around my family anymore because their kids are mean to mine. This is similar to the stepkid issue that we had on Am I the Jerk?
A little bit.
But it's different because this is family and you guys are friends.
And you get along
for like the most part.
There's no discourse here
besides
that.
There's just an issue with the kid, and now you're saying you don't want him around at all?
Right. Well, I mean, it's family.
It's family.
I gotta stick to my original thought on this and say you gotta kind of let that get worked out on its own.
You think she's a jerk?
I think she's a jerk.
Uh-huh.
Well, because you're pulling them away from family because you don't like how they're being treated. There's so many other steps that are in the way of that before you automatically jump to saying, fine, we're just not going to come around. Mm-hmm. Now you're stripping a whole family member away from a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
That's arguably your only support system. I'm not saying that is your only support system, but I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's quite a step to just jump to cutting everybody off.
Ain't it?
But she's saying the oldest is really mean to my kids. They don't say anything to, and it's a girl that's really mean to their kids. So if you're, it doesn't, not that it really matters. It's all kids.
For some reason, it matters because I was picturing a boy. I was picturing a little boy for some reason.
No, she said they don't say anything to their daughter, which means it's a girl bullying and being mean to their kids. So she wants to know.
Does that change it for me?
It shouldn't.
No, it doesn't.
You can't let people treat you a certain way because they're a different gender.
Right, exactly.
People can't treat you the same. It's period.
Okay.
Man or woman, they can't treat you like that.
Ding, 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 ding.
So she wants to know if she's a jerk for saying she won't be bringing her kids around the uncle and his family anymore. She thinks his kids are mean to her kids, but it's her husband's best friend.
The best friend.
I mean, you're in trouble.
You know the summertime's coming. Cookouts are around the corner.
Come on now.
Y'all gonna be so salty. Come on now. Don't get yourself uninvited to the cookout.
414-533-1037. And if you do get uninvited, we're coming in your place.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you very much. Is Zoe a jerk if she stops bringing her kids around their uncle, who is also her husband's best friend?
This one's tough.
This one is tough. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Zoe wrote into the show and wants to know if she's the jerk if she stops bringing her kids around their uncle. She said her husband and his uncle are the same age and best friends.
Mm-hmm.
They both have kids the same age, but their oldest bullies her kids so badly she doesn't want to bring them around the uncle anymore. And they won't do anything about it, she says. They make up excuses for the kid's behavior, the daughter, who's not nice to their kids. Is she the jerk for saying she won't be bringing her kids around them anymore? Rico's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rico.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
What's going on?
Hey, thank you. Thank you. How you doing?
Good.
So I really think that she's not a jerk because I really think the uncle needs to put the daughter in check.
Oh.
And let her know that that's not the way to act. These are siblings. You're supposed to have, you know, good functions and everything going on with siblings. So in reality, I don't think she's a jerk.
I agree.
The kid needs to be put in check. In reality,
but
it's just family matters.
Rico, the problem is they're not doing that. And Zoe's at an impasse.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pulling them from the family. Is she the jerk for that? Not the jerk.
No, he's saying not the jerk.
He's saying
still.
Not the jerk.
Because if the family member is not going to treat them right, then the and they've already efforts been there. you know, then don't be the... She's not the jerk from bringing their kids out of a situation that they don't want to be in.
Their dad's the jerk. The uncle's the jerk.
100%.
The uncle's the jerk, yeah. Get it together, bud.
Get it together, Rico says.
And Zoe is not the jerk, according to Rico. Thank you, Rico.
No.
Appreciate you, man.
Not at all. Thank you so much.
Later, man.
Our girl is in West Dallas. She called it the rainforest, but it is raining today. But Lisa's in West Dallas. Good morning, Lisa, our private eye.
Good morning.
Oh, I can hear the rain.
Tink, tink, tink.
Poor little tink, tink.
So Rico said not the jerk. I was surprised.
Yeah.
The bias in me thought a man would say jerk and keep the guys together, but he didn't. He went the right way on that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Lisa? Is Zoe a jerk if she doesn't bring her kids around their uncle anymore, who's also her husband's best friend?
Yikes.
Well, you know, there's such thing in life called healthy boundaries. So... if you are feeling a certain kind of way and it's bothering you, your kids, whatever, then definitely step back and only come around when you have to, quote unquote. So if it's a big wedding or something and you have to go, fine. But don't go over for casual stuff if it's a problem.
Casual stuff. I like the way she said that.
Find a happy medium in the situation. Yes, you're going to have to be around them sometimes, but don't go over there as much then. And I know that they said they talked to him or whatever, or tried to talk to him, but maybe one last talk and say, if you do not put your daughter in check, I will disassociate myself from you and not be here as often, just so you know.
This is where it gets weird, because this is how we go. You can't pick your family.
No.
And she doesn't want to be friends with her family, but she feels like she has to be, because it's family and best friends, you know?
Right.
And well, Allie, you have sisters. I'm sure you guys have had fights and haven't talked for a while.
Are you kidding?
This has happened.
Yeah, my sister and I went 3 months last year without talking, and then we called each other and was like, what's up, you hooker? And I said, how are you? No, it's okay. If you've seen the Kardashians, you know how sisters talk to each other. Only we can talk to each other like that, though.
I get it.
Only we. You call my sister a hooker, I'm killing you.
I get it.
But yes, family. But you come back together usually.
But
you know,
Lisa's saying,
and I didn't. Nobody's being mean to their kids and mine.
No. But Lisa's saying, set those healthy boundaries.
Give it
and
time.
And the kid is older too. They should know better, arguably.
You'd hope, but kids are jerks too, you know? No offense to the kids listening.
Our bad.
Well, set that boundary and be forward and say, this is why.
Yeah.
And go to the family weddings, but not the barbecues. Go to the big events and not the littles.
Right. Skip the littles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Minimalize.
Man, I love a good barbecue, though. That
I know,
suck.
Man. I ain't skipping the barbecues.
Really,
come on now. No.
Passing on the food? I mean, come on.
I'm coming to get a plate. Sorry, Lisa.
How serious is it? How mean are the kids?
Sorry, Lisa. I mean, the kid can wait in the car, can't he? We appreciate you, Lisa. Have a good day. Stay safe out there.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
Heather's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Hey, Heather. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, somebody texted in and said, you can't pick your fam, but you can decide how you choose to interact with them.
That's true.
Preach. What do you think, Heather?
Absolutely not the jerk. Absolutely not. I saw this interview one time and it stuck with me. And the question was asked, you know, at what point do you cut out family when they're toxic?
Ooh,
and the answer
this.
Is, how much poison do you drink before it's toxic?
that was a lot.
That was a dagger right there.
And it's true, you can't choose your family. And I think the conversation needs to be had, but these are your kids. And this is why our kids have so many mental health problems, is because of bullies. And I just can't do it with bullies. I don't care whether you're family or not. Take the kids out. Have the conversation later. Maybe try again in 6 months.
It's a mental health killer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I respect it. I respect it a lot, Heather.
Uh-huh. And usually there's a lot more anyway, behind bullying.
Yep.
Why you bully or why you got bullied.
Exactly.
And what you're dealing with or what your experiences were. And it's all cyclical. It's all wild. Mm. So anyway, okay, that was a lot, but I liked it. I like it.
She was spot on, though.
Yeah. How much poison you going to drink, she said. Ooh.
I mean, how much poison can the body handle?
Yep, exactly.
Well, we're finding out with our own family, aren't we, DZ?
Heather, we appreciate your call.
I'm drunk on poison over here.
We'll talk to you later.
I'm kidding.
Bye.
I was kidding. It's only two of my family members that make me feel like I'm drinking poison. The others are great.
No, Owen and Hudson are fine, bro. Come on.
Owen and Hudson only make me feel that way on Tuesdays. Every other day of the week is fine. All right. Well, thank you for your input, everybody. It turns out, not the jerk for basically cutting off the uncle. I don't know if she's still going to be married when it's all said and done, but
everybody walked in with a broom today.
Yeah.